largest independent radio station in southwestern Pennsylvania? Here's the Jewish Experience with Hirsch DeLynn. Well, ready or not, the Jewish Experience radio program rockets along to its first anniversary of continuous Jewish programming in Pittsburgh. We're getting inquiries from many different states now, and even the state of Israel. Hi, I'm Hirsch DeLynn. It's Parshas Vayechi, the last Parsha of the first book of the Torah, which means, and he lived, talking about Jacob, of course, who after a very rough life, finally gets to see his big mocker son running the whole country of Egypt after fearing the worst for him for so many years. Jacob gets to live the rest of his life near the yeshiva in Goshen with the Ganshe Mishpucha, the whole family, and their families. But he makes sure his Joseph the king swears to bury him in the Holy Land, not in Egypt. He blesses Joseph's sons Ephraim and Manasseh and says these grandkids are actually his kids and become part of the tribes of Israel. Then Jacob gets to bless all the rest of his kids before he dies and is buried in the cave of Machpelah with his father and grandfather. His son, the king, also dies in this Torah portion at the ripe old age of 110. But his bones will have to wait till the children of Israel be redeemed by Moses after a few hundred years. But forget years, you won't even have to wait a few minutes before your award-winning staff, hard at work to generate another educational and entertaining delight for your Friday afternoon in the Berg. We're going to be entertaining you and getting you ready for another exciting Shabbat weekend. Rabbi Meir Goldwasser, Rabbi Yosef Eisen, Ms. Devorah DeLynn, Chef Chaim Reiserman, and of course, Musical Moish. Be right here with you, getting you in the mood. We'll have your community announcements and mazel tovs along with current news fresh from Israel National Radio coming up in the half hour. The program today is sponsored in part by Ed Kramer of Kramer's Windows, by Burton Hirsch Funeral Home, and by Next Generation Financial Services when you need money, you're 62 and you don't want to pay it back, and by Artistic Photography when you want to get it right the first time. By the way, they also sponsor the Jewish Experience Radio Program's website, jewishexperienceradio.com. Stop by for a visit and stay for a Jewish experience. Candlelighting time this week is no later than 4:58 p.m. Last week, Musical Moish got upset because we cut some of the music out to make the program fit. So this week, no interviews, just Moish!
You mean an entire show dedicated just to me? You mean
now
it's
we still
all
got our regulars here, but, you know, no interviews. We're going to give you a little bit more time today.
You know what I think we should do? I think we should have an entire show just for musical cuts.
Why don't we just put the cuts
musical
and go home?
Musical selection.
We'll just put the cuts and we'll go home. I don't care.
We should do that. You know what? I seriously think it's time we bump this show up to 2 hours.
That means we need sponsors. So anybody listening would like to see the show go to 2 hours, we'd love to do it. Give us a call.
Absolutely. Okay, let's get things started. Well, it's Shabbos Chazak. So here's Avram Fried and Chazak. You're tuned in and good to go
on the J.E.
ולאחיו יויבה עזק איש עשרי יהיו יעץ זוירו ולאחיו יויבה עזק איי 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 נשיר ביחד איי 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 Ay 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 ay, nashir biyachad. Ay 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 ay, chazak, 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 v'nitz chazek, chazok, chazak, 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 v'nitz chazek, chazok, chazak. Now I'd be a sicker, ay 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 ay. Now that we are going, yeah.
Chazak, chazak, v'nis chazek. There you have it. Avram Fried on a Friday afternoon. Let's move things up here. Here's One of a Kind with Michal Streicher. one of a kind with Michal Streicha.
Now for an incredible story of self-sacrifice, here's Rabbi Meir Goldwasser.
Please listen, fellow children, for today we perhaps will gather a glimpse of the greatness of our mother Rochel Imenu. In this week's Torah portion, Yaakov Avinu beseeches his son Yosef that after he passes away, Yosef should bury him in Eretz Yisrael in the cave of Machpelah, where Abraham, Yitzchak, Sarah, Rivka, and Leah are buried. Yaakov then says to Yosef, I know I did not extend this kindness to your mother Rachel, for I buried her along the road in a place which was then uninhabited. But I want you to know, this was your mother's wishes, for she foresaw that in the future, her children, the Jewish people, would be exiled by the Babylonian king, and they would travel along this road. Therefore, she wanted to be buried there, so as they are passing by her grave, that she would be able to ask Hashem for mercy for them. This itself is a wondrous thing. Rachel was willing to forego the great, great schus of being buried in such a holy place as Me'oras HaMachpelah, and instead to be buried along a roadside in order to help her children in their time of need. But let us examine this a little more closely. When would Rachel be able to help her children? It wasn't until 2,000 years after she was buried, when the Jewish people would be sent into exile, that she would then be able to help them as they were traveling by. We see then that she was willing to be buried there, so that 2,000 years later, she would be able to help her children. One further point. Which children was she so interested in helping? Were they great, great tzaddikim, very holy people? They were the children that angered Hashem to the extent that Hashem destroyed the Beis HaMikdash and sent them into exile. These were the children that Rachel was willing to forego the opportunity of being buried in Me'oras HaMachpelah in order to help them. We can now understand the verse where Hashem says to Rachel, Yesh Sechar Lip'ula Seich, there will be a great reward for your deed, for your complete self-sacrifice on the part of your children, v'shavu vonim ligvulam, and in the end, your children will return to their land forever.
Certainly say amen to that. Thank you, Rabbi. All around us, life is moving faster and faster. Things are changing all the time, and it's a comfort to know in your time of need that at Burton Hirsch Funeral Home, the Jewish tradition continues. Burton Hirsch Funeral Home has served the Pittsburgh Jewish community since 1947 and has recently remodeled its entire facility to better serve you. Burton Hirsch Funeral Directors are members of the Jewish Funeral Directors Association and work closely with area rabbis to ensure that your needs as a Jewish family are totally met. Their attentive and compassionate guidance results in treating each family as their own. I personally met with Michael Hilgefort. And did you know that Burton Hirsch Funeral Home is even involved with community educational programs to ensure that Jewish families know what to do to have a proper burial? In your time of special need, call Squirrel Hill's only Jewish funeral home, Burton Hirsch, at 412-521-2600. That's 412-521-2600. 521-2600. They welcome your request to visit and tour their state-of-the-art facilities. Burton Hirsch Funeral Home, proud sponsors of the Jewish Experience, 412-521-2600. By the way, if you're over 62 and you own your own home, find out how you can get money from your home without having to ever pay it back as long as you live in that home. Call 412-562-2220. Get tax-free money now by calling 412-562-2220 to participate in a government-sponsored home equity conversion. First Mariner Bank, an equal opportunity lender. I don't have to tell you, utility rates are expected to rise this winter, and it's not too late to save money by reducing your utility bills by installing new energy-saving windows. Call Kramer Windows, your neighborhood window contractor, with many business and residential references in the Jewish community. I've known Ed for many years, and the people that have benefited by his windows rave about the money they save due to the high cost of energy today and the great service Ed provides. Ed Kramer says, do a room or do the whole house. You'll be pleasantly surprised at the impact new energy-saving windows will make on your utility bills. And guess what? He offers free estimates. He says, our low overhead means the best prices anywhere. Call Ed today at 412-848-2262 to schedule a visit. That's 412-848-2262. Do it today before your next utility bill makes you wish you did it today. That's 412-848-2262. Ed Kramer, Kramer Windows. And now, back to the music with Moshe Papov.
Yerushalayim, 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 Y
And that was Shlomi Dax with Im Eshkachech. What a beautiful song.
You know, Moish in Kohelis, it says there's nothing new under the sun. And we can see it today in France with what's going on. Well, here's Rabbi Eisen with a story of another Jew falsely accused once again in France. Rabbi?
The Dreyfus Affair was an infamous incident in which a French Jewish army officer was falsely accused of high treason, and it rocked the Jewish world. In no country were the Jews as thoroughly assimilated as France. Out of a Jewish population of 86,000, only 500 were Orthodox. The affair shattered the cliched notion of "it can't happen here," sadly demonstrating the futility of assimilation in combating anti-Semitism. Alfred Dreyfus grew up in a well-to-do assimilated family. Aspiring to a military career while yet a child, Dreyfus realized his dream when in 1893 he was accepted to the French Army General Staff, holding the rank of captain. At the time of the momentous events that would engulf him, Alfred Dreyfus was 35 years of age, married, and had two children. In 1894, in the wastebasket of the German embassy in Paris, French intelligence discovered a document listing French military secrets that a spy called the Scoundrel D had provided to the Germans. As these secrets covered all areas of the military, suspicion focused on the general staff. French officers concluded that the Scoundrel D must be Dreyfus, whose name began with D, and who was the only Jew on the general staff. Despite the absence of any evidence, and despite the fact that Dreyfus's handwriting did not match that of the document, Dreyfus was arrested and held in secrecy. In addition, Dreyfus was court-martialed in secret amid many flagrant violations of French law. Secret documents were assembled, which Dreyfus and his lawyer were not permitted to view. Experts testified that the handwriting on the document was Dreyfus's. French officers forged documents attesting to Dreyfus's role as a major spy for France's enemies. Under pressure from the army, military judges found Dreyfus guilty and sentenced him to public degradation, forfeiture of rank, and life imprisonment in a remote penal colony. The date set for the macabre ceremony of humiliation was Saturday, January 5th, 1895. This choice of day was not coincidental, for many Frenchmen viewed the degradation of Dreyfus as the humiliation of the entire Jewish people and the purification of France from Jewish influence.
Thanks, Rabbi Eisen.
Now, from the largest independent news organization in the Middle East, here's Ernie Singer with Israel National News.
Acting Prime Minister Ehud Olmert and other Israeli officials meeting with American envoys David Welch and Elliot Abrams and other U.S. officials Friday as Olmert gears up for a visit to Washington early next month to meet with President George Bush on the impact of the PLO elections currently scheduled for the end of January. Shimon Peres just guaranteed the second spot in Olmert's Kadima party, heading to Washington for meetings next week with senior officials such as Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice, National Security Advisor Steve Hadley, and outgoing Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan. Olmert says he will appoint Justice Minister Tzipi Livni as foreign minister with the resignation of Sylvan Shalom. Shalom joining three other ministers from the Likud party in resigning from the Kadima-led government to set up Likud leader Benjamin Netanyahu as opposition leader ahead of the Knesset elections. Al Jazeera says the PLO's failure to stop anarchy in the areas it has been assigned has prompted charges it wants a reason to postpone its elections if polls show that Fatah will lose. Deputy Prime Minister Nabil Shah says a decision on the delay will be made as late as a day before the PLO elections. Fatah gunmen firing shots at the homes of Prime Minister Ahmed Korey and Interior Minister Nasser Yusuf Thursday night. An alphabetical look at how various political parties chose their list for the Knesset elections at the end of March this past week. A mixed bag of results in the Likud for those who opposed Prime Minister Ariel Sharon's expulsion of the Jews from the Gaza Strip and northern Shomron last summer. Deputy Knesset Speaker Moshe Kahlon leading the loyalists to the party's founding principles, who finished near the top of the balloting, with polls predicting the party will get 13 to 15 seats. Loyalist leader Uzi Landau's tenure in the Knesset might be in trouble with the number 14 spot. Right behind him is former Russian prisoner of Zion Yuli Edelstein, and member of Knesset Ehud Yatom has announced his retirement with a 19th place finish. Members of the Moledet faction of the National Union have put member of Knesset Aryeh Eldad in the second spot behind Rabbi Benny Alon. That's reserved a sixth place in the party, which is expected to get 4 to 5 seats, so Professor Eldad is considering running outside the National Union. The National Religious Party has chosen Knesset member Nisan Slomianski, former Jerusalem councilman Eli Gabay, and members of Knesset Gila Finkelstein and Shaul Yahalom to follow party leaders Vulun Orlev. Recent polls say the party stands to lose 2 seats. Finkelstein telling the party's nominating convention that it will have to explain why it stayed in the government so long leading up to the disengagement. Knesset members Effie Etam and Yitzhak Levy left the party in disagreement over that stance. Perhaps the biggest shakeup is in Shinui after the narrow victory of Chairman Yosef Lapid and the defeat of Avraham Poraz in the race for the second spot. Poraz leading 4 other of the party's members of Knesset out of the party. Lapid may join them to form what they called the real Shinui against the backdrop of polls that show the party dropping from its current 15 seats to 5 if it even gets enough votes to qualify for the Knesset. Meretz Yachad chairwoman Zahava Gaon calling her party the natural home for disappointed Shinui supporters. Gaon says her party is working tenaciously to bring about non-religious marriage and advance other steps toward a more pronounced separation between religion and state. Israel's High Court of Justice has scheduled a hearing for Wednesday in the petition by residents of the Jewish community of Amonah near Ofra, north of Jerusalem, against army plans to evict them. The eviction, originally scheduled for this week, has been postponed for 2 weeks. At the same time, Defense Minister Shaul Mofaz has ordered the dismantling of the Scully Farm, the Arusi Farm, and Hill 725 this coming week. The expulsion of these Jews is in response to Arab allegations that the Jews are responsible for vandalism on Arab-grown olive trees in the area. The Yesha Council, representing Jews living in the hills north and south of Jerusalem, has accused the government of discrimination for not carrying out demolition orders on illegal Arab building in various parts of Israel. Sheikh Abdul Hadi Palazzi is a prominent Muslim cleric from Rome in favor of the Jewish birthright in the entire land of Israel. He was in Hebron to support the embattled residents of the Mitzpeh Shalhevet neighborhood this week. You can hear him interviewed by Alex Treyman on the internet at IsraelNationalRadio.com. Shabbat is Yud Dalet, or the 14th day of Tevet on the Jewish calendar, and the weather forecast through Monday. Occasional rain, including thunderstorms, from the northern border to the northern Negev, with flooding in low-lying areas and snow on Mount Hermon. In Jerusalem on Friday, 8 degrees centigrade, 46 Fahrenheit. At the Red Sea and the Dead Sea, 19 degrees centigrade, 66 Fahrenheit. In the Golan Heights, 12 degrees centigrade, 54 Fahrenheit. Tel Aviv and Beersheba, 15 degrees centigrade, 59 Fahrenheit. Haifa, 14 degrees centigrade, 57 Fahrenheit.
I want to wish our brothers and sisters in the Holy Land a very peaceful and restful Shabbat. And let's talk about a little Mazel Tovs this week. This is Malka Markovic on the birth of a great-granddaughter.
Isn't that Markovic?
No, it's Markovic.
Markovic and Mazel Tov.
Mrs. Yetta Weiss and the trust me with this stuff. Mrs. Yetta Weiss and the engagement of a grandson.
Mazel tov.
And Mr. Arnold Lazarus on his special 85th birthday, accompanied by Mr. Bernard Bankovitz on his special 85th birthday.
Mazel tov.
Karen and Lee Levitt on the birth of a baby boy.
Mazel tov.
And new members of the community, Moshe and Dina Roth on the birth of a son.
Mazel
Rabbi
tov.
And Mrs. Yasi Darren on the bar mitzvah of their son Yechiel Elimelech.
Yechiel Elimelech, part of the Yeshiva Boys Choir.
No. Rabbi and this is a Mr. and Mrs. Charles Saul on the bar mitzvah of their son Eliyahu. And the Mikey Butler Foundation will be sponsoring a free lecture in honor of Mikey's second Yahrzeit, Tuesday, January 31st, at the Jewish Community Center, 7 p.m., entitled Ethical Challenges of Organ Transplantation. Robert Berman will be the speaker. He's the founder and director of the Halachic Organ Donor Society. The Worldwide Rap and Ben Yehuda Street Fair at Beth Shalom Synagogue, February 5th from 9 to 11. Learn to put on tefillin. 11 to 1 is the fair with food fun and Israeli dancing. Sunday night at Milky Way Restaurant in Squirrel Hill, and this is a first, folks, will be the debut of Pittsburgh's first Jewish heavy metal band, Tehu. If you like Matishyahu, this takes another musical genre to a whole new level. There's no charge to attend. The Judaic Library at Lubavitch Center is open to the public Sundays 12 to 4:30 p.m., Wednesdays 3 to 4 and 7 to 8, and Motzei Shabbos right after Shabbos, 1 hour. for 2 hours. Stop in and check out a book or two and use the extensive research volumes available. The Mystic's Guide to the Bible course, 8 p.m. at the Agency for Jewish Learning, 2740 Beachwood Boulevard. Call Akolil for more information at 412-420-0220. The Alvin Weinberg Father and Son Learning Program at the Pittsburgh Kollel this Shabbos at 7:15 p.m., actually just after Shabbos, for boys the 1 to 8th grade, pizza and prizes. And the Meeting of Food Addicts and Recovery Anonymous meets at the Aleph Institute every Sunday evening from 7 to 8:30 p.m. This program is a recovery group for people who cannot control their eating and or their weight. For more information, you can call Alon at 412-422-2224. Also, the Jewish Domestic Abuse Task Force, Breaking the Silence Lunch and Learn series, Thursday, January 19, 2006, noon to 1 p.m., Nahamat, Pittsburgh Council, and that's 6328 Forbes Avenue in Squirrel Hill. Reed Roberts, Strasburger, McKenna, Gutnick, and Potter is going to speak on the Jewish domestic abuse cases. Very, very important issue, and we urge everybody to try to attend. If you'd like to have your mazel tovs on our program, please call 412-979-5770, or you can email us at jewishexperience@verizon.net by noon on Monday for that week's program. And don't forget, candlelighting time this week is no later than 4:58 p.m.
Well, let's get you right back to the music. Here's Shomer Nafshi, brand new from Israel, with Ma Barok.
Again is Devorah DeLynn with a very important lesson that it's never too late to return to Hashem.
If you take a look around, you will notice that there is a large amount of observant Jews today that were not frum or observant from birth. These very special people discovered Torah and mitzvot later on in life and are admired and held in great esteem because they had the courage to change their lives completely and return to Judaism. They are referred to as Balei Teshuvah, literally, masters of repentance and return. Only a couple decades ago, returnees were not so common. The average American Jew was the product of a European parent who had left the Jewish identity on the boat coming over. However, the Lubavitcher Rebbe changed all that when he established Brooklyn, New York as the headquarters of Lubavitch Hasidim. He sent emissaries to the most vacant, isolated spots in the world to bring the light of Torah there. Armed with a verse in Devarim, Deuteronomy, that states, "You will return to God and listen to Him with all your heart and soul," he created a network of Lubavitch families, women and children included, that now strive every day to bring lost Jews back to their roots. Even after the Lubavitcher Rebbe's passing over a decade ago, the emissaries, or shluchim in Hebrew, have continued his holy work. In fact, the Baal Teshuva movement, as this operation was later named, has expanded almost 30% since the Rebbe's passing. It has become a worldwide Jewish outreach movement. More than 3,700 emissary couples work in more than 100 countries worldwide. Since 1995, more than 400 shluchim, emissaries, were assigned to new posts, and more than 500 new Chabad institutions have been established, bringing the total to nearly 2,600 institutions, including seminaries, day camps, and schools, etc., worldwide. According to headquarters, almost 1 million children participate in Chabad activities in 1999. But you don't have to camp out in the middle of China to be a shliach. Every day, each person is on shlichus, is on a mission to help lost Jews return to their roots. It might be handing out a pamphlet on Murray Avenue, or even just wishing a good Shabbos to somebody. Every little act is putting us closer to our goal of helping every Jew return. In Parshas Vayechi, the last portion in the book of Bereishis, Genesis, Yaakov is blessing his sons as he prepares to pass on. Reuven, as the oldest child, gets the first blessing. But if one looks at the context of this blessing, it seems that instead of blessing Reuven, Yaakov is chiding him for his past misdeeds. Of course Yaakov wouldn't want to leave his firstborn on a negative note. Well, to understand this answer, we have to understand that the Torah explains things on many levels. The deeper meaning here is that Yaakov wasn't taking Reuven to task. Rather, he was praising him. Well, what for? Reuven had committed an act of disrespect toward his father, but when he realized his mistake, he immediately did teshuva and asked Hashem and his father for forgiveness. This is an extremely noteworthy trait, as it takes a great amount of courage and trust to admit to a mistake and rectify it. Our sages teach us that Reuven was the first Baal Teshuva. As such, his blessing from Yaakov is the ode to all Baal Teshuvos. The verse says, Reuven b'chayri ata k'echi v'reishis oni. The word oni here refers to the word avon, sin. Then it says, yeser se'es v'yeser az, the excellence of dignity and the excellence of power. This means that though Reuven did sin, he did Teshuva right away so that his status was elevated to that of higher than a high priest, the Kohen Gadol. Later on it says, Pachat kamayim al tosar, you are unstable like water. Unlike water which flows in a clear defined path, Reuven's path to repentance was not clear and visible. We learn from here that nobody is ever born a Baal Teshuvah. Each person has to reach deep within themselves to find the power and courage to trust in Hashem and change your lives. I would just like to say a big thank you to my parents, who happen to be Baal Teshuvah, for instilling within me and my siblings the unique love and trust for Hashem that only a true Baal Teshuvah can have. Have a good Shabbos.
As we pray to Hashem, bring us our righteous Mashiach. Reunite us with our patriarchs, our matriarchs. Reunite us with Rachel Imenu. Here's my Yiddish mama. Thank you.
And now here's someone who's giving a Yiddish mama a run for her money in the kitchen. It's time for that prince of gastronomic delights, Chef Chaim Reisner.
Thanks, Hirsch. This being Shabbos Vayechi, I thought we would prepare a malava malka soup, and I selected the cannellini bean soup. So here we go. You're going to need one 15-ounce can of cannellini beans with the liquid, one 15-ounce can of stewed tomatoes with the liquid, 2 cups of chopped fresh escarole, 1 teaspoon of sea salt, 1/2 teaspoon of cumin, 1/2 teaspoon of ground black pepper, 1 tablespoon of chopped fresh garlic, 1/2 cup of chopped onion, and 1 stalk of chopped celery, 1/4 cup of peeled red bell pepper chopped, and 1/4 cup of extra virgin olive oil, 2 quarts of water, and 2 tablespoons of Parv chicken soup stock powder. Now to prepare, Hirsch, heat the oil in a soup pot, add all of the fresh vegetables except the escarole, simmer or sauté until they're glossy, add your spices, and then add the water, bring to a boil, and then add all the other ingredients except the escarole. Bring that to a boil as well, reduce the heat to simmer, add the escarole, the chopped escarole, and continue to simmer for another 15 more minutes. And that's all there is to it, Hirsch. You've made a wonderful cannellini bean soup. And guess what, Hirsch? You made it. Have a wonderful, wonderful Shabbos. And we'll see you next week.
Dear Mr. President, as a believer in the Bible, you know that the Jewish people were given the land of Israel not because of a UN declaration, but because of a declaration from God. The Bible says God owns the world. There is room for everyone, but he promised Israel to his chosen people. Hence the name, the Promised Land. As you are aware, Mr. President, the Bible stipulates that the eternal boundaries of this promised land includes everything west of the Jordan River. So to suggest now that a Palestinian state be carved from the West Bank and Gaza, land specifically included in God's promise, is wrong. It's time for America, one nation under God, to support the entire land of Israel. Because the promised land was promised forever. Sincerely yours, believersofthebible.org.
I don't have to tell you, utility rates are expected to rise this winter, and it's not too late to save money by reducing your utility bills by installing new energy-saving windows. Call Kramer Windows, your neighborhood window contractor, with many business and residential references in the Jewish community. I've known Ed for many years, and the people that have benefited by his windows rave about the money they save due to the high cost of energy today and the great service Ed provides. Ed Kramer says, do a room or do the whole house. You'll be pleasantly surprised at the impact new energy-saving windows will make on your utility bills. And guess what? He offers free estimates. He says, our low overhead means the best prices anywhere. Call Ed today at 412-848-2262 to schedule a visit. That's 412-848-2262. Do it today before your next utility bill makes you wish you did it today. That's 412-848-2262. Ed Kramer, Kramer Windows. By the way, if you're over 62 and you own your own home, find out how you can get money from your home without having to ever pay it back as long as you live in that home. Call 412-562-2220. Get tax-free money now by calling 412-562-2220 to participate in a government-sponsored home equity conversion. First Mariner Bank, an equal opportunity lender.
Okay, here's something we haven't done before. A little Jewish reggae. Reggae? That's right out of Crown Heights, Brooklyn, New York. Let's roll.
Yes, 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 me have a super special Yossi and Steini presentation. Full time, no part time, me have take it straight to the max, come on now. Straight from Connacht, me have express delivery. 770 down to Brooklyn, Montgomery. Can't see Hashem. Bless all of them, all the men, all the women, and all your children. Congratulations, grand celebration. Big up Mazel Tov for them, Kala and them Hatan. God bless Yossi and Sharon, his Kala, five-star general, top Mashiach champion.
In unity we shall sing. Shalom in the east, shalom in the west,
shalom in the north, and shalom in the south. Coming out, waiting for so long now,
waiting for so long now.
2,000 years,
2,000 years,
waiting for so long now,
waiting for so long now.
We cannot wait no more,
we cannot wait no more.
Whom we be waiting for,
whom we be waiting for.
The Mashiach man,
the Mashiach man.
Whom we be waiting for,
whom we be waiting for.
Yes, the Mashiach man,
the Mashiach man.
And what will be
when he will come?
When he will come, there will be lots of fun.
All of the trees will be growing candy.
Everything will be nice and dandy. Don't you know the main thing about the peace and the Middle East? Let me say, shalom in the east and shalom in the west, shalom in the north and shalom in the south. Shalom in the east and shalom in the west, shalom in the north and shalom in the south. Shalom in the east and shalom in the west, shalom in the north and shalom in the south. Come on now, come on now, Ragaman Daddy, come on now, and listen for me. Listen for me, brother, me have information. You know we go to see them godly revelation. You know we go to feel them great sensation. Me tell them true, it's no fabrication. Not just you and me, but all the nation. Hey, the African man want the Mashiach now. And the Australian, the American, the European and them Asian. The New York man, the Californian. Lord of mercy bless all of them Americans.
The Arabian, the Israeli man.
Stop the killing, stop the fighting, stop the execution. Coming on.
El Arabim.
Who na 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 na.
El Piguim.
Come sing, sing with me now.
El Arabim.
No more suicide attack.
El Piguim.
No more stabbing your back. El Arabim. Children, yeah. El Piguim. Them no throw no more rock.
El Arabim.
Them no shoot no kasam.
El Piguim.
No more nuclear weapon.
Yehuda v'Shomron.
Shalom in the east and shalom in the west, shalom in the north and shalom in the south. Come on out. Shalom in the east and shalom in the west, shalom in the north and shalom in the south. Come on out.
Shalom in the east and shalom in the west,
let me assure
shalom in the south.
Yes,
shalom in the east, shalom in the west.
Yes, 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 full time.
Shalom in the south.
Shalom in the east and shalom in the north, shalom in the west and shalom in the south. I'm ready for the shalom, and I'm also ready and boogieing into Shabbos here.
And I'm boogieing into another exciting story from Rabbi Meir Goldwasser. Rabbi?
The Rebbe of Horna Steiple, Reb Mordechai Dov Twersky, once needed an operation. Before beginning the procedure, the doctor explained that he would give the Rebbe an anesthesia and tie him down to the table to prevent him from tossing around during the operation. But the Rebbe objected. These precautions will not be necessary, he insisted. I will not stir, even if I am awake and unrestrained. The doctor laughed. That's impossible, he stated. However, the Rebbe was adamant and instructed the doctor to go ahead with the procedure. The doctor was still not fully convinced. He decided to perform a little test. For a split second, the doctor lightly applied the hot rod to the Rebbe's skin. The patient did not budge. He held the rod down a fraction of a second longer, but still the Rebbe lay before him, still as a rock, not even emitting a sigh. Awed by his self-control, the doctor quickly proceeded to perform the operation. When he was finished and the Rebbe was preparing to leave, the doctor expressed his amazement to the Rebbe. "Only a few days ago," he related, "I had to perform this identical procedure on a Cossack. I tied him down and put him to sleep. But the minute I pressed the burning rod to his skin, he awoke, tore apart the heavy ropes with which he was tied, and ran away." "There is nothing to marvel about," the Rebbe replied. "Unfortunately, I am accustomed to much worse pain. Believe me, when a person bears his heart to me and reveals his personal troubles and problems, his anguish sears me much more painfully than your hot rod." Such was the great Avos Yisrael of the Hornisteipler Tzaddik. This is Rabbi Meir Goldwasser wishing you all a good Shabbos.
And we hope you enjoyed another Jewish Experience radio program in the Berg. A couple of reminders. The Mikey Butler Foundation, free lecture in honor of his second Yahrzeit, Tuesday, January 31st at the JCC, 7 p.m. Don't forget about that. Ethical Challenges of Organ Transplantation. And the Worldwide Rap and Ben Yehuda Street Fair at Beth Shalom Synagogue, February 5th from 9 to 11. You can learn to put on tefillin. Sunday night at Milky Way Restaurant in Squirrel Hill will be the debut of Pittsburgh's first Jewish heavy metal band, Tehu. If you like Montezhahu, this takes it to another level, and there's no charge. The Judaic Library at Lubavitch Center open to the public on Sundays, Wednesdays, and after Shabbos. Don't forget to check that out also. Mystic's Guide to the Bible Course, 8 p.m. Agency for Jewish Learning, 2740 Beachwood. You can call the Kirlo, 412-420-0220. And the Alvin Weinberg Father and Son Learning Program, Pizza and Prizes. Don't forget to show up for that after Shabbos at the Kolo. The Meeting of Food Addicts and Recovery Anonymous, Aleph Institute, every Sunday evening from 7 to 8:30. And you can call Lon at 412-422-2224. And, of course, if you'd like to have your Mazel Tovs on our program, you can call us at 412-979-5770, or you can email us at jewishexperience@verizon.net by noon on Monday. One other thing I want to remind you is the Jewish Domestic Abuse Task Force, Thursday, January 19th, noon to 1 p.m., at 6328 Forbes Avenue at the Labor Zionist Educational Center. You don't want to miss that either. It's very, very important information. So as the Shabbos approaches, and it's getting later, but we still got to get out of here, I want to thank once again Mayor Goldwasser, Yosef Eisen, MusicalMoish.com, Michael Schulman, Chef Chaim Reiser, Mr. Bordelin, and our engineer Jeremy Bossy for hanging in there for another outstanding show. And don't forget, candlelighting time this week, no later than 4:58 p.m. Until next week, and you'll want to hang in there till next week. I'm Hirsch DeLynn. Have a wonderful and restful Shabbat. Shabbat shalom. Shabbat shalom.